Like a modern-day Moses of jazz music who led his people to the promised land, Louis Armstrong brought the sound of New Orleans jazz to the rest of the nation and the world. A monster trumpet player who had a gravelly voice of sand and glue long before Bob Dylan was even born. Satchmo Louis Armstrong was a big personality who wrote two autobiographies, one was not enough, made over 30 films, and was a headliner on stage leading bands, big and small, for, more than anything, that music. 5 decades of it.
Hold me close and hold me fast. The magic spell you cast. This is Love and Rose.
Starting tomorrow, July 30th, the Louisiana State Museum will be exhibiting some of the instruments Louis Armstrong played, along with personal notes, photos, audio recordings, and more. The exhibit is called Satchmo, His Life in New Orleans. Greg Lambuzzi is the director of exhibits at the Louisiana State Museum.
We have this wonderful exhibit right now in association with the Louis Armstrong House in Queens. One of the neatest pieces is Louis' first coronet, and it's owned by the Louisiana State Museum. It's on display right next to Louis' last trumpet, this beautiful, shining gold trumpet that is now on loan to us from the Armstrong House.
And you just imagine the warm tones coming even from that beat-up instrument, I would think.
That's for sure, yeah. And some of the other items include vintage photographs and actually some two photographs of Louis' family, one of his mother and sister and one of his father.
And, you know, he was such a big personality that busted out of New Orleans and really became a national entertainer who brought jazz into the mainstream in so many ways. What of his personality do we get to see in this exhibit?
Much of it. You know, he was a lover of food, and there's some great images of, actually one with one of his bandmates, Barney Bigard, and they're standing over a pot of gumbo. It's a really neat image. And of course, Louis was really big on red beans and rice, often signing his letters, Red Beans and Rice Liers.
Ha. And what do kids take from this exhibit? Because certainly Wynton Marsalis here in New York is so trying to keep the New Orleans traditions alive. And sometimes that's a little bit hard in the hip-hop headwind that a lot of kids are getting.
It is. But, you know, I think Louis' story is inspiring. You know, he had difficulty with his family growing up and was very poor, yet ended up becoming this world-renowned figure and one of the 20th century's greatest musicians. So I think it's a really inspirational story.
How many records are there? He did two autobiographies because he lived so long and you know, had really two lives, the one in New Orleans and then the one all around the United States as a global entertainer, really.
Right.
How do you see that in this exhibit?
There's a good snapshot of that really complicated and long-lived life. You know, we see everything from Louis' early childhood in New Orleans to his move to Chicago and New York, and fascinating images of Louis at New Orleans Mardi Gras when he came back to New Orleans in 1949.
Well, you know, unlike some of the bop players that came after Louis, he seemed always, as Satchmo, to be having such a wonderful time. I mean, the world around New Orleans jazz and Louis Armstrong jazz is clearly a wonderful world.
It really is. It really is.
Greg, thanks so much.
Thank you.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Greg Lambuzzi is the director of exhibits at the Louisiana State Museum. To see some of the photos from the exhibit, just visit thetakeaway.org.
I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night.